The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here. Are you?
I'm a little lost in this moment. I lost my clock. It disappeared off my computer screen. Okay, it's okay. I see one up in the little corner. I can see. So here I am.
Well,
lost in my computer screen.
Well, you know what's cool?
Yes.
You are an original.
It is true. I am.
You know what's really neat too. We make show notes for each show. We made very little show notes for today. But the main one is that you can't do your life wrong. So even if he inadvertently disguised the clock for a moment so we couldn't see where we were at.
Time-wise, it didn't matter.
It's all perfect.
You know, it's really interesting. I love that I'm uniquely myself. I don't fit into any... I don't fit my idea of who I should be. You know, I should be different than I am. I should be able to remember things better. I should be able to read faster. I should be able to. And the truth of the matter is, I'm a perfect me the way I am. What I love about our relationship is that you like me the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to dress myself up differently, be different, try to improve something about me to get you to like me. That's great, man.
You know, I as much as I like you, mm-hmm. I think that for all our listeners, what Shia says is really true also for you and for your loved ones and friends. There's a high likelihood that you are harder on yourself or have higher standards or you judge yourself for things that your friends and loved ones see about you, and they're non-issues. They love you and like you and appreciate you and revere you anyway. But most of us try so hard to be a self-improvement project. Now, luckily, Shia can hear those thoughts that say, I should read faster, I should be different. And he recognizes that his thoughts are not him, but simply downloads, programming, things that he absorbed or made up as a younger version of himself. They are not him, they're not personal, they just run. He's gotten practiced at listening to something else. And that's the world around him, listening. Let's talk about listening.
Yeah, listening is critical. You know, most of us really don't listen. We listen to our thoughts rather than listen to what's being said. We think about what people say. You know, I have this thought that comes through. We got this morning, an email from a teacher who attended our last workshop in New York City, Transformational Time and Project Management. And she was talking about, we asked the teachers that were there to see if they would write a commentary about how they discovered their life after the workshop, what they noticed was different. And what she talked about was her ability to listen to her daughter, to be there with her daughter, because her daughter has some sort of eye affliction that needs medication. And in the past, she would do it to get it over with rather than to be there with her daughter. When you listen, it pulls you into the current moment of your life. When you truly listen, not listen to fulfill an agenda, not listen to prove yourself right or prove somebody else wrong.
Not listen to get it over with and on to the next thing.
But to actually stop it, to hear what's going on in your life, in the current moment of your life.
Now, we haven't said it yet, but it's clear.
We finish each other's sentences.
Yes, and ideas, so please include it. That's all about listening. It's not trying to hold on to what one person is saying as opposed to what another person is saying. It's about gathering the information that's coming non-preferentially.
Right, and you know, for most of us, we've been, see, our approach is not psychological. It's not psychotherapeutic. It's not about problems and solutions. It's really about discovering how to be current in the current moment of your life. And our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist studies cultures. And we are all a product of the culture we were born into. And therefore, we learn the language of the culture, but we learn how the culture functions. We learn how to function within the culture. And our cultures, all of them, all over this planet, are forward-thinking, getting somewhere. It's all about getting somewhere other than where you are. So here, this show is about being where you are. It's about getting into the current moment of your life. And you can do that through listening. When you listen non-preferentially, not to hear what you want to hear, but to hear what somebody is saying, not to see whether you agree or disagree, but to hear what they're saying from their point of view. That's all it takes to get into the current moment. And as a byproduct of getting here, your life transforms. The quality of well-being, satisfaction, and happiness expands exponentially.
Now, I know you think you are talking to you. You have ideas, but you haven't recognized largely that these ideas, again, are culturally based. Let's go back to where Shia started the show, talking about some of the thoughts that run through. For instance, if you had the thought, I should read faster, or I should read better, or something that's a self-improvement idea, you may think that's you talking to you. You may think that those are your values. You haven't necessarily recognized that that's something that's been imposed from the outside. I guarantee you that there are plenty of cultures left on this planet that don't even have reading at all as a concept. And the people in those cultures are not worrying about the speed with which they can read a sentence. But they probably have something entirely different they're concerned about. So if you don't take your thought process personally and judge yourself through it, your life will be infinitely easier. Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Well, the first principle is that you can anything you resist will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. I had to search for a moment to find it.
Find what? The first principle?
It was
floating away?
Yeah, you know, it's so much part of our lives. But you see, if you take a look and tell the truth, all the things that you've been trying to change about yourself are still around. All those, you know, if you want to feel more secure and find being insecure as something you want to get rid of, then your insecurity will follow you. I remember once I went many years ago when we first started dating, so we're talking 30 plus years ago. I belonged to a gym on Madison Avenue and 38th Street. I don't know if it's there anymore. But I remember going in there and seeing these guys lifting weights primarily to build their bulk so they got really muscular. So these were real bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. And they were so insecure, thinking that putting on beef would make them feel more secure. So they put on more and more weight and more muscle, but it didn't make them an iota more secure and well in themselves.
That's a perfect example. Let's finish the three principles, and then we have another personal example of putting on bulk. in resistance to something that's more specific. So what you resist, like, for instance, being insecure or being small in physique.
Or being, quote, overweight or, you know, whatever your particular hot button need to fix is.
It follows you around.
And so you may change your location, and it's still there.
The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So if you're feeling insecure right now, that's where you're at. If you're feeling secure right now, that's where you're at. If it's good weather, bad weather, and I put that in quotes because it's neither, it's just weather. Whatever the circumstances of your life are right now,
that's the only thing they could be in the current moment of your life. So life shows up currently, and your circumstances, your thoughts, your body sensations, your posture, everything about you could only be exactly as it is right now. Now just went by because when I snapped my fingers, that was a past moment at this point.
Now, the third principle is anything you see without judging or resisting, anything you simply see and allow to be as it is completes itself.
So if you are resisting how your life shows up, you will keep that in place. If you see it and allow it to be the way it is, it will complete itself, and the next possible moment will show up the way it does.
Now, here's an example of the three principles. We had a friend, his name doesn't really matter, but he actually did bodybuilding for a while because he's of a rather diminutive stature, and he was feeling very insecure, and when he grew up, he was teased by children. They called him mosquito legs because he was so tiny. And so then he bulked up and he walked around and he did not feel any more secure. These days, he no longer bodybuilds. He's very healthy. His physique is healthy. But he's not feeling plagued by that old story. He's not resisting his physicality, nor is he resisting the words said by children and trying to be other than that. And what happened is his life is simple and easy, and he moves through life rather elegantly rather than stomping around trying to prove that he's bigger than he is.
Hey, we have a caller. Well, let's take him. Adam, are you there?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Where are you calling him from?
New York City.
Aha. Welcome.
Yeah, so, thank you. I love the topic and how you guys are talking about insecurity. And I say that because my question or what I want to talk about is, actually this relates in a lot of places, but one example is, at work, I want to apply to this training program. And what the HR person said is what she recommended is that I have to network with a lot of the different businesses and get to know the people who I might be interviewing with. And so the topic of insecurity, I get nervous about the idea of talking to someone, these senior people who I've never met before. And so I've been putting it off. But I can also see how that would relate to dating or asking someone out as well.
Let's separate the topics. Let's leave dating alone for a moment.
Okay. Are you someplace that's very busy? There's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I'm in a cafeteria. Let me move. Sorry.
That's not very good because can you find yourself a place that's a little less noisy?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, he muted himself.
Okay, mute your phone, right, and we can talk with you. Look, first off, as far as meeting people who are apparently in superior positions, you used a phrase, what was it, important people, or they were people that you'd meet that would be of a senior position in some way to you. You may not realize it, but other people are insecure too. In fact, everybody is insecure or pretending to be secure. So I wouldn't worry so much about your insecurity. You may be picking up their insecurity.
But the interesting thing about it, I see, Adam, is that your attention is on you. So if you were approaching Shia, if Shia were one of these senior people who has something that you need to learn, you can either have your attention on you, or you can actually genuinely be curious about his business.
And you could ask questions and be interested and listen rather than worry about where it's going, worrying about how you look, worrying about how you will be seen, but get interested in this guy like you're a professional doing your job. What do you think about that, Adam?
It sounds a lot easier. Yeah.
You know, the other thing, Shai was talking about this earlier, about how we're all in forward-thinking cultures. So you're thinking about getting ahead, but if you were to ask him a question, like, I'm going to ask Shia a question now, really thinking about myself, and then I'm going to ask him virtually the same question while actually being curious to learn from him. One is to get ahead, and one is to learn. So, Shia.
Yes.
I'm curious about your fly tying and how you go about it. Tell me about it.
Well, first of all, I knew you were going to ask about that.
Okay.
I don't know how I knew,
right,
but I read your mind.
You ready?
Okay. Do it again.
That was getting ahead, right?
Okay, you ready?
That was getting ahead, yes.
Yes, okay. Here comes genuine interest in learning something. Shia, I'm curious about your fly tying. Tell me about it.
Well, last night I was on the stream and it was almost dark and the fish were feeding on something on the surface and I didn't know what it was. So I took out a little piece of net that I had and put it in the water and I discovered it was a very tiny little blue olive mayfly. And so today I was tying tiny blue olive mayflies on my fly tying station.
Okay.
You get the difference?
Yeah, I get the difference.
I was genuinely interested in him, not about where it was going to take me.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. You can either listen to who am I to ask this question, whether it's at work or
what will they think of me, or but if you take you out of the equation and are there to hear what another person has to say, like, I'm going to say, we have to go to a break.
Shortly.
That was.
I agree.
That was going to the break.
Yeah,
so can you come back after the break, Adam?
Yep.
All right. We'll be back shortly with Adam and his whole entourage. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, we have exciting news. You ready?
Our new website just went live whilst we were on this break. So it's up there now. TransformationMadeEasy.com is got a new look. It's very cool.
Our wonderful web company, Tag Online, will be testing it and tweaking it in the next few hours. But it is live. It's wonderful. We're very proud of it. You can find out all about all of our different courses. You can access the radio show through there. It is now mobile friendly, so it'll
you can pick it up on your mobile device.
And you can register for courses there, like our upcoming Art of Being Happy course we're doing in New York City.
June 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Friday night, June 5th, and Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th. And the hours are humane.
Yeah, go
easy.
To our new website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. You can get the details. And also the Art of Relating in Cambridge, England is what we're doing in the beginning of July on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So that's another location. Both are wonderful destinations if you're traveling in. And if you're local, come join us.
And I'm going to shout out to Manisha in Baltimore, Maryland, who came to the last workshop with us, and she told us that she listens to the show regularly. So, hey there, Manisha.
And thanks for being a loyal listener. And to all of you who are loyal listeners, we really, really appreciate you. And feel free to share the show. I love seeing what happens for people when they ground themselves in listening and the three principles and being here and allowing yourself to be you, because you are an original.
That's right.
You still with us, Adam?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You sound like it. Your noise precedes you. Hey, we have an assignment for you, Adam.
It's a moment-to-moment assignment.
You can either work on yourself or live your life.
Choose one.
Okay.
And then choose one. And then choose one. So just... all you have to do is notice if your commentary is about you working on yourself or it's about living your life.
Stop it.
Okay.
I like it. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. We have a
Thank
caller.
John
from Hamburg.
Germany.
Hello. Lovely greetings from Germany.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully today. It's a beautiful day here in Germany, and I'm really enjoying listening to your show.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I looked at the theme for today about being special, being an original. Being an original, and I know that being special used to run my life a lot. I wanted to be special, which I think is a bit different from being an original. But
the challenge is you're already special. So if you try to be special over top of being special, it makes you ordinary because everybody's trying to be special.
Okay. What can I ask you all? I think I really enjoy. I know I enjoy doing my work, and I know that I'm a professional at what I do, sometimes I feel I don't know how to get me out there to advertise what I do. You know, I think I am special, and I think people know it when they come to me. They know that they're getting something special with my work, something original, but about getting it out there to people.
Well, what do you do, John?
I teach singing mostly. That's my main job. I teach in 4 universities and a state theater and direct a musical academy here in Hamburg.
So when you say you want to get it out more, are you looking for more private clients?
Yes.
Well, then I would tell the clients you have that you're interested in having more clients.
Well, I also
have... Because they know people that could obviously benefit from lessons with you.
Okay.
You know, the other thing, okay. John, I know you. And I'm not clear. Do you have a website?
I need to get a new one, yes. That's very important.
Well, first of all, I highly endorse Tag Online. Tag Online, okay. tagonline.com. They are awesome. But I find...
And they can do websites in Germany, too.
Because they have several. The thing that I find for me now as a consumer of products and a consumer of services... I search for everything virtually first online. If you don't have an online presence, and it can be simple, if it's not updated and current with you, you're not going to feel as comfortable saying, hey, go to my website. But the thing is, that way your students who have had massive success, because you have some amazing clients, they can be your advocate for you, because it's harder for you to say, I am the best in Germany. Come to me. But they can say it.
I think it's that
simple. That's the problem, John.
I think it's that simple. I just need to get a website out there.
You missed it, because you were thinking. You missed it.
You said, I think, and you paused, and you were going to finish the sentence, and Shia said, after you said the words, I think.
I said, that's the problem, John.
All right. Okay.
See, you hesitate in doing what you are know to do because you think about it and think, well, and here's the other thing. You were brought up. I know you well. You were brought up in West Virginia in a small town, and everybody knew everybody's business. And you did your very best to behave in a way that was humble, because your father was a town doctor. Yeah, town physician. And so you did your best to be humble. Well, how old are you now, John?
64.
10 years younger than me. Jeez, time has flown. Anyway, you're 64 years old and you're still behaving like your father is a town physician, and you're trying to be humble rather than saying, hey, look, I'm the best voice teacher in Germany. And if you want to really have a great voice for performances, you should come and work with me. I know you think that's arrogant.
Here's the other thing. You, I know.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
The other thing is, if you're not comfortable saying, I'm the best in Germany, you don't have to do it comparatively.
You can say, I'm the best in the world.
You can just say, I am really effective.
Yeah.
I am great. You can
this
sing.
This is true.
You know, you don't...
I mean, people get results when they come to me.
This is true, but you know, if you're not willing to put it out, like you matter, you count, you are as great as you are, then, and you know, some people have a hard time listening. You know, they really do. Most people are so lost in their thoughts, trying to get ahead, trying to get to what they think is would be a better version of them, that they forget to hear that there is greatness all around them, and all I have to do is tap into it. You're still thinking.
I hear you.
Yes,
no,
you're
I
thinking.
Hear that.
You're processing.
You see, you're when I finish talking, you're not here. You're thinking about what I last said.
Okay.
That's a little closer to real time. Now, the game, John, is to get into real time and your business will improve.
Okay.
The other thing is, this has been a long time coming, but I'm going to tell you anyway, even though I told you before, you need to charge more for your services.
Yep.
Because you always think you're overcharging, so you underestimate your worth.
Here's another.
Thinking
he's
again.
Thinking again. That's all right. I'm not going to take the time during his thinking. There's another thing. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. And you told me last time when we were in Hamburg and we were doing the course there, an anecdote, which you had actually told me before and didn't recall. So it's something that's important to you, but it's not something I believe you have cashed in on, as it were. You had a producer of a Broadway show that was being launched in Hamburg who wanted a particular actor to play the major role who had never sung, and it was a musical. And you took a non-singer from being a non-singer to being a Broadway show star in a very short period of time, and I'm assuming that he was very successful in that role. And I don't know that you have ever approached that individual for an endorsement for your website.
You're right, I haven't. Okay.
You can either operate in real time like you have worth, or you can listen to your story. It's a twist on what Adam was
talking about
or questioning.
You know, and your story is old, man.
That's true.
And it's not who you've become.
Okay.
John, I'd love to keep talking with you. We have other callers. So you can think about what we said. I don't think you should, but you seem to be thinking about everything we say to you. There's this long hesitation. It may be that you're in Germany and we're here and it just takes longer for what I have to say to get through to you and takes longer for you to get back. But I don't think that's it. I think you're thinking.
You're right. I do have thoughts about what you say, but I did hear what you say, and I know it's about just going for it, just doing it, and not thinking about it.
Good. And you know what? When the show gets archived, listen to it again.
Yeah, and you'll see exactly what you've been thinking about.
And then don't think about the fact that you were thinking. Get engaged.
That's right.
Okay?
Use it as a motivator.
Okay.
Okay, we have a caller calling in from New Jersey.
You're welcome. We have Walt on the line. You with us?
How are you guys?
We're awesome.
Yeah. How are you is the question.
Awesome. I like awesome. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. What can we do for you, Walt?
Well, I enjoyed your story about the guy that worked out earlier in your show. I've run into that quite a bit. I don't really have a question, but I'd like to share my experience with your topic today.
Okay.
I spent many years, almost 20 years in the corporate world, I'll say, and it was not me and I was unhappy, but I felt that that's what I had to do. And at year 18, I took the step and got into my own business. And I've been very happy ever since. It's a lot of work, a lot of commitment, but I've truly enjoyed the journey. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that are stuck on that topic to where that's what they think they have to do.
Well, let me stop you for a second, Walt. That may be true for you, but I wouldn't make it a prescription for everybody else because, see, for most of us, how we are is how we are no matter what the circumstances are. So whether we're happy or sad is dependent on how we are rather than the circumstances determining our sense of well-being. So your job can only provide so much satisfaction. If you're unhappy, then even if you're in the perfect job that you've always wanted and you're your own boss and everything is just cool, you'll still be unhappy because how you are affects every aspect of your life rather than the circumstances of your life affect how you are. It really is a little illogical, but very real that you are not, your well-being is not determined by the circumstances.
The other thing is your story as you present it, actually, I find has some inaccuracies in it, and it diminishes you in a way that you may not be seeing. You ready?
Sure.
You were in the corporate world for 18 years, you say, and it wasn't for you. Well, it was for you. It was for you for 18 years. It may not have been, you may have felt constrained during that time, but I guarantee you that in your business where you work for yourself, you pull on experiences, things you learn from those 18 years, your experience as being a business owner and doing the work is not happening in a vacuum. It's not as if those 18 years never happened and you didn't gain a body of knowledge along with the time, plus it paid your bills, it paid your rent, it did things over those 18 years.
And it brought you to the point where you could go into business for yourself.
But I agree with...
Go ahead.
Say again.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that, being able to pull the knowledge, because, you know, I do that most every day. Pull from the knowledge and experience that I've learned.
Plus, 18 years ago or 20 years ago or whenever, because I don't know how long exactly you've been in business, you may not have had the discipline to actually go and do the work without having a structure to support you.
May not have had the training to be in business for yourself. And what you did in the corporate world has supported you in feeling secure enough to go to work for yourself.
I can't disagree with that at all.
So the thing is that the way you structured your story has, you know, X period of time, 18 years, wrong, and now you're doing the right thing. It's all been right. It's all perfect. We're happy to hear you're doing something that you find so much value in and you're happy with and you feel satisfied. But if you make where you came from wrong, the platform on which you're standing wrong, which is your
eventually
past,
you'll make what you're doing wrong as well.
It'll be a different kind of wrong, but it'll still be wrong because wrong feeds into the current circumstances. It's like the casing around a sausage. It doesn't matter what the circumstance you stuff it with. It becomes, eventually, that becomes wrong too, just in a different way.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. Hey, we have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure can. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So, come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yep, welcome back. We are in New York City next Monday night for Monday Night Alive on May 18th. And then we're gone for a little bit. You've got Memorial Day in there, and we're not back till June 1st. So just giving those of you who listen and come the heads up. And if you can make it, join us. And inviting friends is really cool. Although I have to tell you something that happened to me recently. I invited somebody. She was all excited. She didn't come last Monday night. I called her up. She said, oh, man, I totally forgot. That's so awful of me. And I said, nah, you know, life is complex. You got distracted. You want to come next week? She's like, yeah. I said, do you want me to call and remind you? Sometimes people need support. So whether it's people you've invited to listen to the show and they say, yeah, I will, you know, support people in stepping into their greatness, because people forget. People get distracted. People don't know who they are and the difference they make in your life.
We got distracted last night. We were watching American Idol, and a friend of ours stopped by to drop something off, and he put it behind my door because I didn't answer the doorbell. I didn't hear it.
It wasn't personal.
And it wasn't that I didn't know he was coming. I just forgot. So people forget. Oh, don't forget. Come to our workshops. We invite you to join us here in New York or in Cambridge, England, or in Hamburg, Germany, or even in Costa Rica, where we're doing an immersion course, actually two courses, in January.
We have a subscription series on the web, the Premium Excellence Club, where we get a video of us having a conversation with somebody each week in our inbox, and we watch the videos each week as well. And we saw one that was shot in Costa Rica. And it's so easy to forget how incredible that environment is. Of course, what happens for people carries on with them. But I got in touch with the lush environment and the exquisite nature of people slowing down to allow themselves to be the original that they are, rather than trying to be something different. And it is amazing. If you want to come with us to Costa Rica, you need to do a weekend workshop this year first as a prerequisite, so we all know that we play well together.
Right.
So if you want to know more, go to our new lovely website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and find out the details.
Okay, we have, wait.
Walt, you still
Walt, you're still with us.
I am, and I just want to say about your Monday night, go off of that subject. I was introduced to you guys in Monday nights quite a while ago, and it's had a positive impact on my life. And I can tell when I'm not, when it's been a couple weeks that I haven't made it. The community is great, the people are great, and I just really enjoy them. And also the weekend workshops. I've done one, and I've committed to go to Costa Rica with you guys as well.
Uh-huh.
Oh, awesome.
You haven't registered yet, have you?
No, it's Monday night. I will be there Monday night, and I plan on doing it all then.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, we look forward to that then, Walt.
That's exciting. Yep. Hey, Walt, you know, when your life conspires so that you can't make it to a couple Mondays or we go out of town, this radio show is so easily downloadable. I walk around and listen to things with earbuds or in my car all the time. And one of the reasons we shouted out to Manisha is she was talking about how she took the radio show with her while she was looking for work. And now that she's got her new job as a physician, she takes it with her on the way to work. And then it's something that supported her in being centered. And so just because you're not with us or in the community in person doesn't mean that you can't have access to it 24/7.
Yeah, I've put the podcast is on my phone, and I do a lot of traveling, a lot of driving around, and I normally listen to, you know, books on audio, and so, I've split my time now, so I have your podcast and my books, so.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's nice to have
it.
Yep.
Hey,
nice
whoever track. Listens to today's episode gets to have you as a guest star.
Nice, huh? I'll spread that around.
All right. Hey,
okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in, Walt. Okay,
well, looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
We have another caller. Andrea.
Who's
from Switzerland.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm standing on my balcony and enjoying my flowers and all my plants. It's lovely.
We know where you are.
I even know what your balcony looks like. We went visiting you. When we were in Germany last time, we went to Switzerland, too.
Yes, you did. It was so lovely to have you.
We visited a whole bunch of our Swiss friends.
That's so cool. Now you always know and can picture where we are, where we're sitting, and that's just lovely.
You know what's, before you ask your question or share what you have to share, on the theme of you are an original, if I take a look at that, we stayed at or visited the homes of many of our Swiss friends while we were there, and how they were all so uniquely different, not just in different cities and in different climates, as in some were in the mountains and some were in the city and some were rural, but everybody's
way of furnishing and decorating their homes was different.
Whether it was very sparse or it had big pictures or no pictures and lots of little trinkets or with animals, without animals. I love the diversity, the diversity of people. And so it's just sweet having you call in today. And it made me realize that our friends in Switzerland, for instance, are all so varied and unique, yet all so precious.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, I have a question about advertising.
Okay.
I have my own business. I'm self-employed as a singer and a singing teacher.
Yes.
And I offer like courses, workshops where people can come and sing together. I offer lessons, like a one-to-one lessons as well. I offer my singing for weddings and for events and stuff like that. And when I invite people, or I just find sometimes that there's a gap between me and inviting them wholeheartedly to what I'm up to, or to all the possibilities that are there for them to enjoy their singing or to have a workshop with me. So my question is, how can I be consistent in that?
Well, there are multiple answers to that.
And the first one comes from me is take your attention off yourself.
It's what we were talking to Adam about at the beginning.
Right. It's very similar. You know, if they're interested in singing, then you have a service to provide. And you can either be humble and not say how good you are and what difference you could make for them, or you could be of service to them.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the first thing. And then the second is, you may want to go back and listen to some of our radio shows, in particular the more recent one we did with Ivan Meisner of BNI, who is Business Networking International. And he talks about networking. And I want to talk to you about taking care of people, because that really puts you on people's radars. So I know, as you mentioned, one of your things is as singing and a singing teacher. And, of course, we just had John on, and he's a singing teacher, and he's also very talented. You both are. But in New York, there's a fellow who's been coming to our courses who's also extremely talented. His name is
a singing teacher.
He's a singing teacher, and his name is Michael Henko. And he comes to our seminars, and one of the things that he often does after coming to the seminars is he will write on Facebook or he will blog about it. He blogged about the three principles of instantaneous transformation out to all of his singing students and to his blog recipients so that they could have it. He did it as a giveaway, and he also gave us the credit at This is Ariel and Shia's. Here's our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And it was so selfless. And he's done this multiple times, not to see what he could get back from us. We started sending him clients. Interestingly enough, all the clients came back, whether they were singers or non-singers, just people who wanted to express themselves, having had an amazing experience. So not too long ago, Shia, who has always been somewhat frightened of singing, never been a singer, never had a lesson in his life, at 74 years of age, booked a lesson with Michael.
And I'm smiling.
And I was allowed to sit in. Next Monday, we're both going back and having one, not because I want to be a professional singer.
Nor I.
But because I want to have the experience of being with Michael and experience my voice whilst in his presence. We never would have thought to do it if he hadn't have selflessly just taken care of the people around him, which included us.
And wow.
Oftentimes I think people, whether it's you or John or Adam and possibly Walt, all the people who've called in, you get attention on how do I get more business or how do I be more effective, and you forget to take care of the people in your environment. And when you do that, people want to take care of you right back. But you can't do it as a manipulation get more business.
Right. I would stop trying to get more business and more give yourself permission to be with the people you're with, not to try to get another client.
That's now, very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your being with them is enough.
You know, when Shai was talking about this teacher who wrote to us a commentary about what happened for her, her just giving us genuine feedback about what it was like to have been in our course and what happened for her in the week after, I feel like I want to invest in this individual. It was such a heartfelt give back without wanting anything in return from us.
Yeah.
That's very inspiring. That's really, really inspiring, because lately I felt like I'm trying so hard to get someone to work with me, and this is like a complete different approach. I love that.
Hey, you're not trying so hard to get people to work with you. You're trying so hard to get to some idea you have of where you should be in your career.
Yeah.
it's a forward-thinking mentality.
Right. It's not about being with people to see who's there. It's about getting what you think you need to be satisfied. And Andrea, if you look at your life right now in this moment, everything is working.
I mean, you've got an amazing boyfriend. I hear you're coming to New Jersey tomorrow to spend a few days with him. You're standing on your balcony. You have flowers on the balcony.
You've got a lovely apartment. You've got great friends.
You're healthy.
Yes. Yes.
All those things, you take them for granted because you have this idea about how you should be, where you should be, what you have to have happen for you in your life.
You know, it's interesting. We had the international teleconference yesterday. You were there. There was a woman on there, Connie, who's recently undergone surgery because she has cancer. She's about to start chemotherapy. Hi, Connie. Shout out to you. You were one of the most inspiring individuals on the show because it wasn't about getting somewhere. It was really about relishing being alive and
in
being
this
here.
Moment. Really, it's about this moment, not about someday getting somewhere, not about having students, about being here in your life, in the current moment of your life.
And you don't have to wait to get sick to have that happen. It really is about slowing down to being here. And interestingly enough, next week's show is called Just Relax. And it's perfect timing because we are moving into just relaxing rather than trying so hard. You are an original. You're a perfect you. You can't do your life wrong. So you may as well enjoy it.
Yeah, really.
You
know,
we're
all trying so hard to get to what we think we should be when we're already complete. We're already whole and full. And there's nothing missing in us. It's just the thoughts we have are contrary to that. And you'll always have thoughts that are contrary. But they're not you. You are unique. You are individual. And you are magnificent.
And you are appreciated more than you know. If you share yourself with people, offer what you have to offer, people will feel grateful for what you have to offer. Thank you for being here with us.
And thanks for calling in. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to all our listeners. We have to go now because the show has just reached its end. But that doesn't
Thank
mean
you
your
so
life
much.
Has.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We're going to be here next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being here. Invite your friends.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.